SBS Radio.
I am Bertrand Dungandami on NITV Radio, and I'm in conversation with Stuart Stacey, owner of Binary Security. And we're about to talk about a new initiative developed by Stuart Stacey that's aiming to take Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people from the land to the cloud and beyond. Binary Security is a 100% Indigenous-owned cybersecurity company. Now, the new initiative developed by Stuart Stacey consists of taking control of a data center developed by a company called IoTDC, who are developing the highest-level security data center in the Northern Territory in an ecosystem that will provide traineeships and job opportunities for First Nations people and, as they say, take them from the land to the cloud and beyond. We begin with Stuart Stacey explaining how, by acquiring a data center, Binary Security is taking the first step of a detailed plan to enable and support First Nations people in their journey from where they are now, using their own initiatives to compete in today's market and allowing them to evolve to become leaders of tomorrow.
As part of our mission to get more Indigenous people involved in high-tech fields, we have partnered up with another company called IoTDC. We have acquired one of their data centres in the new data centre park that they're building here in Darwin. We are setting that up to be a cornerstone of our company in providing other types of training other than cybersecurity, such as data center operations. We plan on offering some traineeships and internships for people to learn how data centers actually operate, how to operate them, just the ins and outs. So it's an incredibly rare opportunity that we're embracing, and we're looking forward to making it a big success. On top of the data center acquisition, we are also setting up our first local SOC, that's a security operations center. So it'll be a state-of-the-art security operations center that will actually operate out of the data center itself, yeah, offering the full spectrum of cyber protection services through Binary Security.
So it's that's pretty big. So if you can just unpack that for us. So there'll be the data center, and then you've got a training facility as well wrapped into that. And at the same time,
we've always said from the very beginning that we were going to provide training for First Nations people in high-tech fields. Primarily, we're looking at cyber security, yeah, and some data science programs as well. We are putting together a commercial security operations center where we're running it out of a data center located in Sydney, because to be taken seriously in that world, we need to operate from a tier 3 certified facility. So we're currently supporting Australian and overseas customers, yeah, out of that facility. With the facility here in Darwin, it, yeah, will be Darwin's first Tier 3 certified facility. So we'll be moving our current resources into the Darwin facility. And we will have a classroom attached. Although it will be in a different building, it will be technically attached to the Security Operations Center. We're going to be running classes for First Nations students, yeah, and Army veterans as well. We've got a whole training program moving forward. We've also got our commercial operations that'll be running out of it locally as well.
Yeah,
we partnered up and we're launching another company, which may be another conversation, which is essentially around training up at no cost 1,000 Indigenous people and placing them into the workplace. So that company, we're going to be launching in the very early next year.
And that's training Indigenous people in some of the most high-tech science, their cybersecurity.
Yeah, this cybersecurity and data science.
And yep, data science, wow. And they'll be based on campus, or it can be done remotely?
We're going to have two local classrooms,
yeah,
where people can come in and sit there and train and talk to our mentors directly.
Yeah.
And of course, that those seats will be limited simply because of the size of the classroom.
Yeah.
But we have a pretty significant online training syllabus that we'll be launching early next year in partnership with another company. We'll be offering, you know, full remote training and mentoring services to those students and candidates.
Yeah, and when you say 1,000 trainees in cybersecurity, that's quite a lot of people. Is there are there work opportunities for this large number of cohorts if they succeed and graduate successfully?
We just don't want to provide the training and then say thanks for coming and then go on your way. Our approach is going to be train up 1,000 First Nations people at no cost for free. We're funding it. And then we are going to help those people actually find work in the marketplace. We're going to be providing support not just in the training part of their career, but also going out, introducing them to the companies, actively getting them work. And we want to place 1,000 First Nations people into high-tech fields over the next 4 to 5 years. So it does sound a little ambitious, but these days I think you've got to be.
And who is finding that? That's a lot. You must be very rich, Stuart.
We're not rich. We've just we've just partnered up with some people that share our same vision. Yeah. And are coming on the mission with us. We'll be making an announcement specifically around that very shortly.
Operating in Tier 3, first, what's the difference between the different tiers? Because Tier 3, is it the highest level of security that one can have, or there are other higher levels? What's Tier 3 for a layman person like myself?
Without getting too technical, there is a higher tier, but essentially the difference between a Tier 3 and, let's say, the Tier 4 is you have a person with a gun standing at the front of the facility. But Tier 3 is generally in the commercial world, is where you want to be. And it means that you've got things like backup, more than one generator. So you've got, not only do you have backup power, but you have backup power for the backup power. Essentially, you're looking at total downtime for a facility across 12 months would be in the seconds, not hours or days or weeks. So Essentially, you know, it's designed to never go down, ever. And that's the reason why, to get the really big players as customers inside your data center, You need to provide that sort of level of resilience.
Yeah. And what does this mean in terms of recruitment? Because it sounds very ambitious, and you may have to put on a lot of staff in the coming weeks and months.
In terms of the data center itself, it's unmanned. So it's designed to run itself. Not manned 24 hours a day. It doesn't need to be. The security that we put into this facility is quite remarkable. People get 24-hour, 7-day access. So customers get access to just inside the facility, the places where they need to be. It's fully remotely monitored by security cameras. There's not an inch of the facility that isn't monitored by a camera.
Yeah.
For emergencies, you know, we do have staff that will be available, but it's not manned. In terms of the training, we are always looking at bringing on people that have put their hands up to be mentors for our candidates. A lot of those people have been generous enough to volunteer a certain amount of hours a week to mentoring our candidates.
Yeah.
And we're finding that the more we go out and the more we talk about what we are doing, the more and more support that we're getting. I haven't come across a single person that has thought this is a bad idea. Everyone wants to help out, and there's a real sense of community around it, which is exactly what one of the aspects we're trying to achieve is to develop that sense of community in First Nations people around high tech fields, get everybody supporting each other, and to dramatically increase the numbers of people employed out in the marketplace.
Now, how did you manage to convince a big organization like IoTDC to get you to acquire one of their data centers?
I came across their original press release that they were looking at coming to Darwin. So I contacted them directly and just basically told them that I wanted to be involved. I told them what I was doing with Binary Security and Digital Shield. John, lucky enough, coincidentally, is very aligned to that same vision. And he was incredible. He made it very easy, and he was very accommodating. And over the course of several months, we backwards and forwards negotiating how we could do this together. And just very recently, the planets aligned and we were able to sign a deal. So I think it was a matter of building trust, showing John that we could deliver what we say we're going to deliver.
Yeah.
And him having the confidence in us that we were going to do exactly that. So it's been a great journey, a big learning experience for me, and I'm glad we were able to get a deal over the line.
What's the timeline for the program, the whole project to get up and running?
The model that IoTDC is using is they're not going to build a building. It's being put together overseas,
yeah.
And it's coming, and they're bringing it in pieces. So it's a modular design, which dramatically accelerates the build time. My understanding, and it's obviously subject to a little bit of change given the fact that we're going to be doing this in the cyclone season, June next year.
Will any of the phases be starting in the next few weeks or months before the building is open?
We've started the pre-sales process this week.
Yeah.
We're actually going into the market now. We're advertising the fact that the facility is a go project, and we have started to sell rack space in the data center. It's not really the right timing, you know, just before Christmas to start this.
Yeah.
We're not expecting to be overwhelmed over the next couple of weeks, but definitely at the early in the year, a lot of people have shown some interest,
yeah.
And we feel that our pre-sales are going to do very, very well between now and March.
And what will be the impact on the job market? How many employees are looking at bringing on board?
The data center essentially runs itself. There's basically one person that will be looking after the data center on an ad hoc basis. We have contracts out, other companies that are involved in the construction that will be taking care of maintenance. Directly associated with the security operations center, we are looking at having 3 full-time staff, which includes mentors. We hope to put on up to 4 First Nations paid interns. Specifically, we would like to see 2 male, 2 female.
Yeah.
It'd be wonderful to get some more women involved in the industry. That's really where we're going to be starting from. Then we will be looking at other states. So I've just appointed a general manager of Queensland, and we have a sales manager located in Adelaide. So slowly but surely, we're building it up, and we will be looking at putting other facilities in other capital cities, hopefully soon after this one is complete.